All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How are you doing? Listen, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate you. I get it wherever you're getting your podcast from. Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, Anchor, anywhere you get your podcast from, on any platform. Cheaper Than Therapy is available, even YouTube, although I will not have an episode out on YouTube this week, simply because I know last time I had problems with the ring light. The problem has been fixed thanks to my good buddy Kathy, friend of the show also, who, through the kindness of her own heart, sent out, because of my procrastination and laziness, sent me out a brand new ring light, which works fantastic. So thank you for that, Kathy. Maybe I should start an Amazon wish list instead of asking for advertising money, right? Wouldn't that be a better idea? Just a list of things that you could send me off my wish list. But anyway, that's not the reason why there is no YouTube version of the show this week. The reason is because I have a massive pimple on my lip. It's not the herpes. It ain't the herpes. Relax. But it's just a massive, massive pimple that is angry. It looks angry. And I don't know why, you know, and I can't pop it because it's just disgusting. And I'm staying in my house today. It is disgusting. And every female in my life, Can I pop it? Because you women are fucking weird when it comes to pimples. You know, you shit on men being, oh, you guys are gross. You fart and you burp and you pee on the toilet seat. None of that is in comparison to the disgusting want and need for you women to pop somebody else's pimple. You're disgusting creatures. But anyway, so that is the reason why, because I couldn't cover it up. My beard don't cover it up. It's right on the lip. It does look angry. I didn't want to wear a mask. That's weird. I'm certainly not putting on makeup because I ain't, you know, one of those. So I ain't, there'll be no YouTube version this week. It'll just be the soothing sound of my voice. That's what it will be. So again, thank you, Kathy, for sending out the ring light. Next week's episode will definitely have me. Episode 211, this is 210. Come see me live, June 8th. I will be at the Funny Bone up in Syracuse. Tickets on sale now at funnybone.com. I will be in Cove Haven in Poughkeepsie. I've never been there before. On June 16th, 17th, I think that's where people go get their fuck on, isn't it? They go with the heart-shaped tubs and the champagne glass jacuzzi and just, you know, swingers parties. They all go up there and so come for the comedy show, stay to get your fuck on at the Cove Haven. I will probably be given a hotel, but will not stay there based on my phobia of fluids. I will probably be driving back and forth to Long Island on both nights. July 7th, Long Island, Theatre 3 in Port Jeff. Tickets on sale for that now, and they're going fast, nearly gone. Great show lined up for you there. July 22nd. I cannot wait for this one. Arizona, two shows at the Nile Theater. July 22nd, I apologize. And I got more dates in there, but August 11th and 12th, I'm at the Minnesota Irish Comedy Festival with my good buddy again, Sean Finnerty, Adam Burke, who we kind of just did a tour. I'll get into that in a minute. We did two shows this weekend. And also in between, Comic Strip, Comedy Cellar, Westside Comedy Club, Gotham. I'll be around. Come see me live. Come see me live. Happy Memorial Day to all of those who celebrate it in America. Happy Memorial Day. Or as most Americans are looking at it right now, is thanks for the free day off. Thanks for the day off for most people. Unless you work in retail, then you're fucked. Thank you for all the troops. Thank you for all the people who served and have given their lives. That has now been taken a little bit out of context. Right? Now it's kind of used for, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, oh, let's hear it for, I think this Memorial Day should be for the troops themselves. If those have jobs, give them the day off. Give them the free stuff. Give them the discounts. Do you know what I mean? Thank you to all the brave men and women who gave their lives so people can get 40% off Bob's furniture store. That's what you died for. That's what they pushed the celebration as. Thank you, all the people in the Navy who, during times of war, when a torpedo hit your ship and you started to go down and then you're trying to swim back up, but all of a sudden a metal girdler gets caught in your leg and drags you to the depth of the ocean, and the weight of the ocean is just crushing your skull and your life is flashing before your eyes as you fall into the abyss. Know that you did that so the people at Honda can give you 0% down, zero financing for 12 months. To all the brave men and women who are out there with prosthetic legs and arms, knowing that that was for someone who, if you buy one grill at Best Buy, you get the second one free. It's ridiculous what we turn these holidays into. It should be a time of honouring men and women. Honouring them, the people who, not just fucking, if you're going to give those discounts and sales, give them to only troops. Give them only to their families. Let them produce documentation. Go, look, I did this. Here you go, sir. Take your fucking two grills for the price of one and off you go. Enjoy it. Thank you for your service. Not for fat fucks to roll into Costco and go, hey, that lazy boy. Hey there, folks. I got cut off there. My technology thing collapsed on me. But that's the point I'm trying to make. Give these discounts to the families of the people who served and put their lives on the line for your country. All right? We don't want the fat fuck waddling into Costco looking for that discount on the lazy boy. All right? That's all I'm trying to say. Looking for the discount on the big screen TV, because this guy, you couldn't walk the fucking length of himself. And then you had brave men and women out putting their lives on the line, literally, right, just so you can have a fucking bigger TV at a cheaper price, you fat fuck. Anyway, so that's the that happy Memorial Weekend. I did have a good weekend, by the way, leading into it. I was with the and that's the thing too, actually. I was watching, like, at this time of year, with what I noticed that on TV around this time, around the holidays, Memorial holidays, they do start to play a lot of military movies, military documentaries. And here's what I noticed too. There's a lot of Hitler documentaries on. I mean, I've been on HBO, Netflix, Showtime, Stars, Hulu, and Tubi. And I've been on all these platforms, you know, because I got a show or two that I might watch from different ones. And what I noticed is, like, there's so many Hitler documentaries. Do we need them? Do we need that? And I'm talking about every platform has at least 5 or 6 Hitler documentaries. Why do we need so many Hitler documentaries? What's the point? Have we not said all we've said about Hitler? I feel like Hitler documentaries are like men's health magazines when it comes to abs. Are you still, like, Men's Health is out 15, 20 years now? And every week it's 6-pack abs. Have we not covered abs? Right? I mean, have we not covered them yet? Very simple. 10% body fat is what will make him show up. Crunches. Do the lateral, the side abs, and do the lower abs. That's it. One article, we should have fucking ironed that out and just put that away. Every episode, there's someone on the front. Mark Wahlberg's got a movie out. He's standing there doing that thing that they do. By the way, if you ever look at every Men's Health magazine, there's never a lad standing there straight on. They always stand and turn their body to the side a bit, which makes the abs protrude a bit. Mark Wahlberg talks about his upcoming movie. I don't know, what's he in? Fucking probably Transformers. And then down the over the side, 6-pack abs. Fastest way to 6-pack abs. We've done it, lads. We've covered it. There's only one way to get 6-pack abs. A nice healthy diet and a fucking exercise. That's it. There's no other way of doing it. We don't need we don't need articles on abs, and we don't need any more documentaries on Hitler. That's all I'm trying to say. Let's move on. Move on. Anyway, the weekend was grand for me. I had a grand weekend. It was great to see my buddies again. Sean Finnerty and Adam Burke. Two lads from Ireland, from the old country, off the boat. And they flew into Long Island on Friday night. Friday afternoon they came in. We got to spend a day together. It was fantastic. We went out to We went out to Maguire's Comedy Club in Bohemia, where we had a fucking just a fun show. I mean it. Haven't had that much fun in a long, long time on stage. Haven't had that much fun in a long time on stage with those lads. Because you know why? I think we were hanging out with each other all day. And when a bunch of comics kind of hang out with each other, no one tries to be natural. No one tries to be funny and outdo the other one. There's just naturally funny. Because sometimes you'll get in a car and you'll drive with a comic somewhere. And you're just talking about, yeah, man, you know, like, you're talking about your day. And then they're just over the top trying to be funny. And you're like, can you be a fucking person for a minute? Can you be a, like, we get it. You're not funny on stage. And you're not funny in my car. Can you just be a person? Well, these lads are just naturally funny. We get in the car and we're laughing our arses off from the second we're together. So we hit the stage with that energy still rolling, meaning like, I don't give a fuck about the audience right now, which is clearly not the case. We do, of course. I'm here to just let loose and have fun. And man, did we. All right, there you go. There, I don't know if you can hear that fire alarm goes off. That's the great thing about living across from the fire department. That's a great thing. You'll hear a siren like that to let everybody know it's 12 o'clock. Because clocks are not good for you anymore, by the way. Phones and watches, you don't need them. You just need this fucking big World War II doomsday. The fucking Nazis are coming siren. But anyway, now it's gone. But yeah, man. So we just had... Let me roll in the window. I'm in a car, by the way. That's where I'm recording this week's episode. Isn't that crazy? We're recording this episode in a car. I'm going to roll down the windows because there's no point in going into the basement. And I'm just sitting in my car. I figured it's quiet. Nobody else around. Sunny. I don't know why it cut off. Fuck me, lad. This is what you get for doing a podcast in your car today, Mick. That's probably why. That you didn't go down to your studio and do it. But yeah, no ego, lads. The three of us went up there. We all did equal time. And we truly, truly did have a blast. It was a lot of fun. And then the boys came over and we went to a diner afterwards with my buddy Corey Brooks, who you remember from the Manzietti show, which will be taken back up again in a few weeks. Because Corey gets married this Saturday. Married! Corey was at the show and his dad, Corey, got recognized from the podcast. That was great to see. People were coming up to him. Oh, you're the guy from the Manzietti show. Corey's getting married on Saturday. I can't wait to tell you about that wedding. You know, Corey and his dad, we all went to the diner and we laughed our arses off again. It was a great time, lads. It was a great time. And then Sunday, Saturday we went up to East Durham, New York, which is about a 3-hour drive to an Irish festival. And Irish festivals are fun, right? They're just, like, there's only, how many more times, lads, can you hear Danny Boy? How many more times can you hear the Fields of Attenry? There should be like, I don't know, man. There should be a rule for all the bands. Now, don't get me wrong. The bands are extremely talented. Extremely talented. One of my favorite bands of all times are from some of my favorite people. Dare I say friends are the Screaming Orphans. Check them out. Great band. Four sisters. Fucking electric, lads. Electric. Dear friends of Mick Thomas and Sean Finnerty and Adam Burke. Friends of the All-Irish Comedy Show. Supporting each other. Just, we have been for years. We've worked together on cruises and other Irish festivals. And they're just phenomenal. But so you get to enjoy them, right? And that's the thing about it. And they're the only ones that don't do traditional Irish music. They do their own music that has an Irish sound to it. But they don't play... They're not up there singing, all right, everybody, here we go. Have you heard Danny Boy yet? Only 6 times. Off you go again. Oh, Danny Boy. And I fucking... Like, that's a great song, isn't it? But I really fucking hate it. I really cannot stand Danny Boy. I remember when my dad died 3 years ago, coming up on that now. And my dad's name was Danny. And my Uncle Jar plays guitar. My Uncle Jar, you know, is a great singer-songwriter and that kind of stuff. So the funeral's over and we have to carry the coffin down, me, my brothers and my uncle. And the four of us were carrying the coffin down the aisle to take to the hearse, to take him to the graveyard, to drop him in the ground. And as I pick him up and we turn around and all of a sudden I hear this guitar start to go. I didn't know, nobody told me. And then you just hear, oh, Danny Boy, the pipes, the pipes. And I just go, in the church, out loud, everyone's silent. I go, oh, for fuck's sake. And people just looking at me, you know, cursing in the church, cursing in the church. I didn't mean to do that. Didn't mean for the blasphemy to happen. But that was 3 years ago. That was 3 years ago, and I've moved on from it. But it's just, how many more? And by the way, and people end their sets on that song too. Like, they're all out there playing a fucking Fields of Attenrye, you know, the drums are going, you know, all these happy, upbeat Irish songs, a tiddly diddle doodle bye ba boo, your mother has fucked your dad, all this kind of shit, I slept with your dad as well, you know, all this weird kind of stuff, and your sister's kind of hot, your dog as well, you never, you know, just these upbeat Irish songs that get you all clapping and out dancing, and then all of a sudden you're having a fucking great time. Oh, and then goes, all right, everybody, I know you're all standing on your feet, clapping and cheering, fucking drunk, swinging your hands around, hugging each other, falling in love with the person next to you. Let's take that down and fucking ruin it. Your last memory is going to be, oh, Danny boy, the pipes, but for fuck's sake, lads. Or a song about the famine. And it's the same, like, these festivals are, like, they're a lot of fun for us. But I don't know, man, if I was a man of Irish descent, like, it's okay for me because I'm from Ireland, and I guess I do have an appreciation of my country, my culture, and that kind of stuff, and I do walk around, you know, but I guess you want to feel attached to something if you're, you know, if whatever your heritage is, like, you know, like, Italians will be assholes, but Irish people will be, like, you know, just fucking drunks, so, but, you know, we want to feel, like, we go to festivals, and, you know, Italians go to raves or watch Sopranos. And you kind of want to feel part of you want to feel connected to your culture, don't you, really? And and I guess that's what the Irish festival's for, and people walking around and buying t-shirts and hats and you know, Peaky Blinder style hats, Peaky hats, you know, to just feel part of their culture. And I get it. And then, you know, but we go up there and we do our comedy show, and it was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun. I mean, here's the thing. Like, no Irish festival really has figured it out yet, because comedy is new, and we seem to be the go-to lads now for comedy, which is great. Catching. No festival really seemed to have kind of figured it out yet, and it's not their fault. It's not their fault at all. Everyone's doing their best because they don't understand what it takes for comedy to work. It's not just like you don't have to have three awesome comedians, which you do. You also have to have, like, the sound cannot be bleeding in. Like, you can't be on stage setting up a joke and then people in the back, you know, and you can hear bleeding into the tent or the theatre. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. You need... So they're getting better at it. They're getting better as they go along. So, but they're loads of fun, man. Loads and loads of fun. I mean, you know, we got to eat a bunch of, like, there's loads of Irish food there, and I didn't have any because it's awful. Irish food is terrible. I had pizza. Yeah, I'm so glad for those Italians I make fun of all the time. I was so thankful there was a pizza truck there. Got myself a slice of pepperoni, and an ice cream. Love ice cream. Had a snack. We went up, we did our show, we hung out with the Orphans, we hung out with the Wolf Tones, for fuck's sake. Any Irish person that knows the Wolf Tones will tell you. Every rebel song too. That's the funny thing about Ireland too, like, we and Irish music. We have a bunch of songs about terrorists, right? Now, I know you're saying, oh, Mick, that's terrible, we fought to free ourselves against the British, and we did. But on paper, lads, we're kind of terrorists, don't you think? Blowing up places. And we're up there. Like, imagine if you went to a festival and the Taliban were singing songs. Wouldn't you, like, kind of people, don't you think people would protest? And we went in the cave, and we won't shave, but we'll fly our planes into a building. Oh, there'd be outroar. There'd be outrage. Uproar. I messed those up, didn't I? Uproar and outrage. If they had their rebel songs. But for some reason, the Irish allowed get away with it. I don't know what that's for. I don't know. It's weird to me. But anyway, we had a great time, man. We really did. And then we got in the car, we drove home, we went out on Patchogue in the town I'm from, and again we laughed our arses off some more. We went out a few bit of grub, lads had some drinks, you know. We then took them both to the one to the train station, one to the airport, and that was the end of it. So now my Memorial Day is just like the family are gone away. I'm home alone right now, and got all my work done already. It's now 12. It's what now? Noon 09. and I'm probably going to go in now, and maybe I'll make up some eggs, take the old Harley out, and Harley, I don't have a Harley. Why did I say that? I meant motorbike. I said that as a Harley is across the street. I'm looking at one. I'll take the old motorbike out and enjoy the summer day, and I'll stop for a moment, and maybe I'll ride my bike down to the Memorial Museum down at Smith Point Beach, pay a little bit of homage, a bit of respect to the fallen men and women of this great country of ours. And I suggest you do the same. Take a moment. Take a moment and realise why you got to sleep in late today. Because people like that. Throw the respect around, lads. Throw the respect around. It's not going to hurt anybody. Anyway, I'm cutting this. Maybe it's short, is it? Maybe it's lower than 20 minutes. I don't know. I got cut off twice in it, so I'm fucking lost. Anyway, thanks for liking, listening, subscribing and sharing, appreciate it. Come see me live, lads. Come see me live. I'll be coming to a town near you. And the All Irish Comedy Show, we just signed with a new agent, so we will be on the road a lot more together. So come check us out in a town near you very, very soon. All right, lads, take care of yourselves. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.